Now joined by the head coach of the Gallatin Bulldogs in Chad Sullinger. Gallatin has a Grand River Conference championship in tow. We talked about that last week. Going to get the Gallatin schedule and everything here from the last week up and get ready to go. Talk some Bulldog basketball. Picked up a victory last night. We might as well talk about that one first, Coach. Polo, we talked about Polo being, you know, for a seven seed in districts, they were better than your run-in-the-mill seven seed, and they really had a tough time against you last night. Sound like your team was really ready and eager to go to start district play.
Yeah, I got the same sentiments as well with our guys. Polo does, they're athletic as can be, and they're tall and they're lanky and rangy, and they do a good job of getting to the basket. And it's been almost a year since this time, and we've got a lot of guys returning from that team last year, and I just kind of getting the feeling that we have been looking forward to this time for a while. So the guys did a tremendous job bringing a lot of energy, and we shot the ball pretty darn well. So it was a good night for us.
Well, and quite frankly, too, you have a lot of seniors, and they want to make a run, needless to say, in postseason. But they also know they can look at Plattsburgh, unbeaten, ranked number one, at least last time I checked. You guys have a very good basketball team. West Platte gave you one of your two losses. That's your next opponent. And you guys know how good Maysville is. So the guys know that if they want to win districts, they got to play their absolute best here over the next 3 to 4 days.
Yeah, bear down. That's been the message. Bear down on what's in front of you. In front of us right now is West Platte. And like you said, they got us by six over there at Lawson. And that's a heck of a good basketball team right there. They present a little bit of everything. They have a lot of good scoring. They've got a lot of length. They're really tall in a lot of areas. And good ball handling. And Coach Funk does a really good job with them. They play a lot of different sets offensively, so that makes it somewhat difficult to prepare for at times. And, our district, I would go out and say, is probably one of the tough two or three, if not the toughest districts in Class 2 this year. And so whoever comes out of our district is definitely going to be battle-tested through that process.
No question. If you just look at your scores, I've seen Stanberry. Are they rebuilding a little bit? Yeah. I've seen Polo, as we said. That's a good basketball team. But you're beating these teams soundly, Coach, and it certainly does look like, especially coming off of the GRC championship win against North Andrew, that the guys have found a different level.
Yeah, we have. Like I said, I think a little bit of that goes to, the anxiousness that the guys have. It's been a long time since we played in this situation, and they're eager to excel and do better in what we're doing so we can advance. And like I said, also with a senior-laden basketball team, you never know what night is your last night on the floor. And so I think they're doing a good job of just looking at the opponent ahead and not taking anything for granted.
With West Platte, Coach, where do they match up well against you? From the first matchup down at Lawson, where do you feel like, whether or not, you saw them in person and you go, okay, they're pretty good here and here. What are the areas where they hurt you the first time that you're going to have to control a little bit better tomorrow night?
Well, they really hurt us offensively from the three-point line. We did some uncharacteristic things, and again, this kind of goes back to being able to evaluate after that loss, and we got out of position a lot of times on the defensive end and really helped them get wide open looks. We also were very impatient, trying to take the basketball away every time we guarded our man. And, we played some zone, mixed in a little zone against them too, and they were able to find some gaps and some holes and knocking some shots. So that's going to be probably the biggest thing for us, is making sure we're getting to shooters, staying disciplined, keeping people in front, just basically the things we've worked on since that loss.
Yeah, and when I kind of did the mental story on doing the GRC championship games a couple of Saturdays ago, it wasn't the fact that the teams had hit the most shots between your team and the South Harrison girls who won the championships. Yeah, is that a factor? Yes. But I thought clearly that night it was the teams that played the best defense that won the conference championships. And if you just look at you guys, you give up 35, 38, 27, and 31 the last four games. That's going to win you a lot of games when you're holding teams to 15, 16 points a half.
Yeah, I'm really happy with our defense. The credit to our kids is that, you know, they've taken what we've worked on and they've implemented it into what we're doing in play. And, a lot of times, one of the best defenses is trying to make a guy make a shot over you, in a difficult situation. And just early in the season, we were just too impatient, wanting to take the basketball away every single trip down the floor. And I think, the style that we're playing now versus how we were playing middle of the season is really paying off for us.
Was there kind of a point, Coach, because coaches can tell guys, and they've been doing this since the sport was invented, you got to play defense if you want to go far in March. Was there a point where for the guys it kind of went from something more than what Coach Solinger is telling us to something that they're really buying into?
Yeah, I mean, credit, these guys – the great thing is that, I trust them and they trust me. Mm-hmm. And when you can get that kind of collaboration and belief in one another, then things will really work. And, these guys just come in and work and listen. And I value their opinions, too, so I let them be themselves. And so, it's just kind of that collaboration of continuity between our coaching staff and the players that just has really kind of propelled us moving forward.
Is there anything that's kind of on your plate? If you look at your last 7, 8, 9 ball games, they're all really impressive. It looks like the guys are playing well, and you verified that fact. Are there anything that you look at? I know coaches are always this way. You're never 100% satisfied. What are the areas that you feel like just need a little bit of touching up here?
Yeah, one area we do sometimes that we do struggle in is taking care of the basketball. Sometimes we get in too big a hurry. Sometimes we try to make a great play instead of the right play. And so that's one area that we look at quite oftenly. And then, from day one, we've really focused on rebounding. And, that is kind of our two areas that, if we can be pretty good in those areas, then, and we're solid defensively, then, we have a really good chance of winning the game. And so that's kind of where I gauge where we're at and kind of how the game goes about and flows.
Yeah, injury-wise, Coach, is there anything major that the guys are dealing with, or just kind of some of the late-season bumps and bruises, things like that?
Yeah, we're just grinding through the season. I've no injuries whatsoever. I've actually kind of did some things a little different than I normally have. We've taken a few more breaks late in the year with the grind of practices and games, with the schedule being so hectic January into the 1st of February. And, it's allowed us to be fresh. And I don't know if I would do this with a young team, but with this group, I trust them that mentally they can stay sharp. And then maybe I'm not wearing the tires off of them so much towards the end of the year, because I want, the combination of them being fresh and sharp on the basketball court is what we're looking for.
I know there's a lot of teams that are talented, but what really makes them go is their competitive level is off the charts. And when you're competitive, you don't like losing. Do you really have, especially when you get another shot at West Platte, a team that gave you one of your losses, Coach, do you have a group that just overall, are they just, they don't like losing, and as far as competitiveness goes, they really want to get back at West Platte?
Yeah, Tom, I'm not going to have to motivate them any for Wednesday night. That's not going to be an issue.
Very good. That's a straight answer. I like it. West Platte and Gallatin, they are going to play at 7:30. This is going to be game two. Before I let you go, Coach, I know you're familiar with Maysville, and I'm sure you've been scouting Plattsburgh a little bit with the potential matchup looming. Can Maysville give Plattsburgh a battle in that 6 o'clock game tomorrow night?
Oh, I think so. This time of year, anybody can – anybody can pull an upset, or if you want to call it that, or anybody can win a game. Maysville, the thing I admire about them probably the most is how hard they play, my goodness, on defense especially. And so that'll be an interesting game. I'm excited to see how that goes. But anything can happen this time of the year. That's why it's so great.
Yeah, Maysville's really good, too. I know Plattsburgh is, number one in all those things and home court advantage, but I'm going to be intrigued by that one. Maysville and Plattsburgh go 6 o'clock Wednesday, Gallatin, West Platte at 7:30. The winners play for the championship down at Plattsburgh Friday night at 6. Coach, congrats on the win last night against Polo. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.